Good morning. A powerful storm continues to move through interior New York and New England with rain, heavy at times, thunderstorms, and gusty winds. As we go through the morning, most of the steadiest rain will move to the east and north, while scattered showers will persist for a good chunk of the day. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy. While this system is still lingering, temperatures will remain in the 50s and lower 60s on average, but these will be the highest readings we see today after the storm moves out and a northwest wind kicks in this afternoon. Temperatures will drop back through the 50s and 40s as the wind increases and at times gusts over 30 to 40 miles per hour out of the northwest. This northwest wind will continue into the night tonight, and skies will gradually clear out behind the system as it departs. Temperatures will drop back into the 30s for overnight lows. High pressure will build in late tonight and dominate the weather on Tuesday with mostly sunny skies. It'll remain breezy and comfortably mild with temperatures in the lower 60s. More sunshine with that same high pressure in control on Wednesday with highs right around 60 degrees. The next storm system will emerge out of the middle of the country on Thursday. A warm front will push in our direction and skies will be partly to mostly cloudy with the risk of a few showers and highs in the upper 50s to around 60 degrees. That storm system will lift out of the lower Mississippi Valley and into the Ohio Valley on Friday. We'll run the risk of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms as it draws closer on Friday afternoon. Otherwise, temperatures will be in the high 60s to around 70. The brunt of that storm will move through late Friday night and Saturday, and that's when we'll see the best chance of showers and perhaps some thunderstorms with highs on Saturday in the upper 60s. Behind the system, leftover scattered showers on Sunday and highs back to around 60 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the spring storm, responsible for an outbreak of severe storms from East Texas to the southeast over the weekend, will continue moving off the Atlantic coast today, taking the risk of severe weather along with it. Meanwhile, the combination of warm temperatures, rain, and lingering snow cover across portions of New England may also lead to the threat for river flooding through tomorrow morning. Out west, unsettled weather will continue through today as a cold front moves into the plains. Rain and higher elevation snow will accompany this system, especially across the northern Great Basin and Rockies, with moderate to heavy snow accumulations possible in the higher elevations of western Wyoming. Another system will approach the west coast today, which will bring a renewed round of rain and mountain snow to California, Oregon, and the Great Basin. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light rain and fog, 39 degrees with a south wind at 44, gusting to 60 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 37 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies with light rain and 56 degrees, the dew point 51, 84% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.36 inches and steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly cloudy and windy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, lower 60s. Boston, partly sunny and windy with showers in the upper 60s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and windy with scattered rain and snow showers and highs in the upper 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 59 degrees, the low 45, the average temperature 52, that's 5 degrees above normal. 36 hundredths of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday, no snowfall, still 55.4 inches for the season, which is 4.1 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 58 degrees, the average low 37. The record high 86 set in 2003, and the record low 21 in 1940. Sunrise this morning was at 6:14 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:37 p.m., 13 hours and 23 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with rain early today, then scattered showers and highs in the upper 50s with temperatures falling during the afternoon. Mostly cloudy and windy with scattered rain and snow showers tonight, lows near 30. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and becoming windy with showers early today, then some sunshine with highs in the mid-60s. Temperatures fall during the afternoon. Clearing and windy tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and windy with showers today and highs in the lower 50s, then temperatures fall through the afternoon. Mostly cloudy and windy with scattered rain and snow showers tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and becoming windy with scattered showers early today, then some sunshine with highs in the lower 60s. Temperatures will fall during the afternoon. Clearing and windy tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and becoming windy with scattered showers early today, then some sun. Highs near 60 with temperatures falling during the afternoon. Clearing and windy tonight with lows in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine with highs around 60, remaining windy, mostly sunny on Wednesday around 60. A chance of showers on Thursday, otherwise partly sunny in the upper 50s. Showers and thunderstorms possible on Friday, otherwise mostly cloudy near 70. More rain likely on Saturday in the upper 60s. And scattered showers Sunday with highs near 60 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.